Efforts are underway to establish a new hospital in the Chippewa Valley region after news of multiple facility closures in the area. It's Thursday, March 7th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, President Joe Biden will be addressing the country and the State of the Union tonight. Anya Van Wagtendonk reports on how Biden is focusing on Wisconsin with the presidential election 8 months away. And the world's heaviest ball of twine was recently moved to a new home in northern Wisconsin. Evan Casey has more on that story. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at WPR.org/givewitoday.
Leaders of a physician network in the Chippewa Valley region say work to establish a new independent hospital is ongoing. As Hope Kerwin reports, the effort is a response to the report of two local hospitals set to close next month.
The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative formed this week with help from Oakleaf Medical Network. The private physicians network had hoped the cooperative could take ownership of Hospital Sisters Health System facilities in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls that are closing in April. Dr. Kyle Detbarn is Oakleaf's board chair. He says HSHS has not shown interest in their proposal, but they're dedicated to helping establish a new hospital that will be operated by the nonprofit cooperative.
We feel the best option is for all the decisions to be made here locally in the best interest of the Chippewa Valley so that we don't repeat the mistakes that were made in the past.
A spokesperson for HSHS said in an email, the health system remains focused on winding down hospital operations, and patient safety is their top priority. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Vice President Kamala Harris visited Madison yesterday to announce a new executive order that will create an apprenticeship program for the federal workforce. Harris spoke at a construction site that will eventually house the city's fleet of electric buses. The city broke ground on the site just 3 weeks ago with the help of roughly $13 million in federal funding from President Biden's Infrastructure Act. Harris says the Madison site will expand public transit for working people.
The work that is happening here really is a wonderful example of so many of our administration's priorities, including the important collaboration between us at the federal level and leaders at the local level.
It was Harris's second stop in Wisconsin this calendar year. First Lady Jill Biden visited Waukesha County last weekend as well. Recent polls show a tight race in Wisconsin between Biden and former President Donald Trump. An appeals court ruling yesterday deals a blow to state environmental regulators' ability to address PFAS. The decision stems from a case brought by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce against the State Department of Natural Resources. A three-judge panel found DNR policy changes regarding PFAS were unlawfully adopted rules. They say they cannot be enforced, and that includes the regulation of PFAS as hazardous substances. However, a Waukesha County judge previously ruled that regulators must list PFAS as hazardous substances through rulemaking. Those regulations would be subject to legislative approval. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the ruling confirms that the agency is violating the law. Attorney Rob Lee with Midwest Environmental Advocates says the decision hamstrings the DNR.
Not only in holding polluters accountable, but in providing the assistance that impacts a community's need.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the agency will appeal the ruling to the state Supreme Court. The University of Wisconsin-Whitewater can move ahead with renovations to two academic buildings. State funding is now secure after months of negotiations between the legislature and the UW Board of Regents. Chancellor Corey King says he's thankful that critical funding came through. The building that's home to the education department is getting a dramatic transformation, and King says the upgrades will help improve classroom experiences for aspiring teachers.
We are committed to capital improvements. We are committed to workforce development and meeting the workforce demands.
The university says it licenses more teachers than any other university or college in Wisconsin, and data shows the number of people teaching in classrooms without being fully licensed rose dramatically within the last decade. The university expects to start renovations within the next year and a half. The funding is part of a larger infrastructure upgrade across the UW system. The world's heaviest ball of twine was recently moved to its new home in northern Wisconsin. Evan Casey unwinds the story.
James Frank Katera started weaving the twine ball outside of his home in Highland in 1979. He said it was a way to stay sober. Soon enough, people started to take notice, including his former neighbor, Terry Nelson.
Oh yeah, he was out there every day.
The ball grew to 24,100 pounds. Nelson says Katera would always come outside to talk to people who visited his creation.
Because he would want to tell you about the twine ball.
When Katera died last year, Nelson helped raise money to move the ball to a new home so his legacy could live on. Rose Graves is his sister.
He would be glad that people will now have the opportunity to continue to come and look at it, even though it won't grow anymore.
The ball was lifted by a tow truck and moved to the new open-air shelter next to the Highland Town Hall. It's now open for visitors. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, President Joe Biden will be delivering the State of the Union address tonight. WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk recently visited the White House to preview what Biden will cover. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, President Joe Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight, roughly 8 months before the November election. It comes as the president and his administration have been promoting Biden's record in swing states just like Wisconsin. WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk visited the White House and has this report.
In Washington, D.C. earlier this week, a wide range of advisors to President Joe Biden met with reporters to highlight their boss's first-term accomplishments, and they got wonky.
First of its kind, corporate minimum tax.
And under this administration, Medicare is finally at the negotiating table.
60,000 farms, 25 million acres enlisted in climate smart agriculture practices.
That was Daniel Hornung of the National Economic Council, Kristen Link Young of the Domestic Policy Council, and Ali Zaidi, National Climate Advisor. Their message was consistent. Biden is delivering material successes for your community. Stephen Benjamin is the White House Director of Public Engagement.
Our job here at the White House is just believing that good governance is good policy and good politics. So we'll keep doing our jobs and doing it well here.
That approach has been on display in Wisconsin, where the Biden administration has made repeated visits. On Sunday, First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha. And yesterday, Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison to announce an apprenticeship program. She spoke from a construction site for a new bus maintenance facility the Biden administration helped pay to build.
This work that we see behind us is a function of that partnership around how we can get federal dollars out to local governments and local communities.
Last month, Biden himself was in northern Wisconsin to celebrate federal funding for the Blotnick Bridge between Duluth and Superior. His team even produced a short documentary about the project.
Where Duluth and Superior meet represents a key transportation hub in the Great Lakes region where all of the important pieces come together.
These visits underscore a key part of Biden's campaign message. Things like bridges and broadband are a hint of what's to come in his re-election campaign against former President Donald Trump. Anthony Chergosky is a political scientist at UW-La Crosse. He says these kitchen table issues could be a tough sell for Biden at a time when many voters are concerned about high costs. But Chergosky understands why the White House is making the pitch.
Because if that even moves a few voters, that could quite literally be the difference in Wisconsin. And winning Wisconsin could quite literally be the decisive factor in who becomes president.
But veteran Republican operative Mark Grawl says that kind of a campaign likely won't work in this election, a race that pits two very well-known personalities against each other for a second time.
Because so many people have already made up their mind on both former President Trump and current President Biden that I really don't know that that kind of stuff is going to move the needle.
And Wisconsin's GOP congressional delegation has its own pitch on Biden's record. Janesville Republican Brian Stiles says the policies Biden is touting are the reason people should vote against him.
When you have this massive amount of spending coming out of Washington as this administration is overseeing, what you do is you overstimulate the economy, you drive inflation, and you make things less affordable for families in Wisconsin.
That's a starkly different vision of America than the one being painted back at the White House. Public Engagement Director Stephen Benjamin said he thinks Americans are beginning to feel a shift in economic headwinds.
And hopefully and prayerfully, people will get, will feel the benefits in their lives every day and also attribute them directly to the leadership of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
It's a message Democrats continue to drive home in Wisconsin and one that Biden will focus on again in his State of the Union address tonight. But in a hyper-partisan election year, the question is whether voters are listening. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Anya Van Wagtendonk.
Good stuff from WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk. Thanks to her for that story. And a quick note, you can join WPR live for that State of the Union address tonight starting at 8. NPR will also have special live coverage of the Republican Party's response afterwards. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll be right back in that podcast feed again tomorrow morning. Until then, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.